Welcome to podcast number 158, Why Believing Stress is Bad May Shorten Your Life. Believing stress is bad may be dangerous to your health. In fact, believing stress is bad could be considered the 13th leading cause of death in the U.S., according to recent research. Listen on in this podcast as we're going to learn how to make stress work for you and extend your life in the process. At least that's the goal. I was also convinced stress was bad. Growing up, I thrived on stress. Later, stress allowed my mind laser-like focus when poring through medical charts or performing operations. It even allowed me to stay up all night caring for sick patients without the slightest fatigue. But all that changed a few years ago. About the same time my poor diet led to a health crisis, I started examining all aspects of my life. As part of this evaluation, I read many articles on stress. And guess what? The more I read, the more I began believing that, just like what I was reading, stress is bad. I was so convinced that stress was bad, I started looking for ways to try to eliminate it from my life. Interestingly, the more I tried to avoid stress, the more stressed I became. Long days in the hospital were no longer effortless for me. To help battle stress, I even recorded podcasts, if you want to go way back in time. I'm almost embarrassed now. That was podcast number 14, Eliminate Stress in 7 Steps. However, one study forever changed my life. I now approach stress in a mindful and positive way. Stress is not evil, nor is it something that should be avoided. Rather, to grow and contribute in this life, you have to embrace stress. Yes, embrace stress. Stress, once again, now it gives me energy. It gives me clarity and the strength to take on meaningful challenges. And stress can do the same for you. The study that changed me. In this provocative study, researchers from the University of Wisconsin asked a very fascinating question. Is stress bad, or is it just the perception, that stress is bad that causes health problems and an early death? To answer this question, these researchers dug through survey forms from the 28,753 people who participated in the 1998 National Health Interview Survey. As part of this survey, people were asked 3 questions. Number 1, are you under a lot of stress? Number 2, do you believe stress is harming you? And number 3, are you doing anything to reduce stress? Researchers then compared the answers to how people rated their health and then who was still alive 8 years later. Stress may shorten or extend your life. As you might have guessed, more than half of the people filling out this survey reported moderate or high levels of stress, and that's really no different than if you were to poll the typical American. Also, as expected, those reporting high levels of stress were much more likely to suffer health problems and die early. No surprise there. Fortunately, though, these University of Wisconsin researchers didn't stop here. And this is where things get really interesting. So stay with me here. For those people who reported high stress in their lives and they also believed that stress was hurting them. So high stress and they believed stress was bad, they were 43% more likely to die over the 8 years of the study. However, those who reported high stress, but this is the key difference, they didn't feel that stress was harming them at all. They were 17% more likely to be alive. Basically, this study showed that believing stress is bad was associated with health problems and an early death. Based on these findings, these researchers estimated that 20,231 Americans needlessly die each year. From what? Just from believing that stress is bad. This would make believing stress is bad the 13th leading cause of death in the United States. So, how do you explain these findings? How can stress be a good thing? Fortunately, your body came pre-programmed with a stress response for a reason. That stress response helped your ancestors fight off predators, and that same stress response can help you with a work or relationship challenge. It can even help you stay up late helping your child study for a test and still function great the next day. Exercise is stress to the body. A great example of how stress is good for you is exercise. Exercise is stress to the body. For example, when you lift weights, you are literally tearing small muscle fibers. As the body repairs these small tears, the muscle gets stronger. In contrast, if you did everything possible to avoid the stress of exercise, it wouldn't be long before your muscles would weaken and health problems develop. What you believe becomes your reality. Perhaps it is the nocebo placebo effect that explains the findings of the study. For example, before a new medication is ever FDA approved, it must be compared to a dummy pill. In these studies, the people who enrolled in the studies, the people who are taking, they're either taking the dummy pill or the real pill, but they have no idea if they're taking the real pill or the dummy pill. And you would think that the dummy pill would have no effect. However, quite the opposite is true. Remarkably, and of course this varies from study to study and what you're looking at, but in general, at least 30% of the people taking a dummy pill get better. They get the same effects as the real pill, even though they were taking the dummy pill. This is what is called a placebo effect, and any new medication has to help more than a dummy pill. In contrast, about 10% of people in these studies get deathly ill from the same dummy pill. There is absolutely nothing in the dummy pill that should make them sick at all, but yet 10% of the people can report just severe symptoms. Well, this is the nocebo effect, or they believe that they're being harmed by something that really can't harm them. It is possible that stress works the same way. Whatever your beliefs are on stress, this then becomes your reality. If you think stress is making you stronger or giving you the energy or the strength or the mental clarity to take on your challenges, then what you believe becomes reality. If you feel that stress is harming you, then maybe it is. Maybe that becomes your reality. So let me give you 5 reasons to embrace stress. Number 1, more strength and energy. Have you ever wondered how people have been reported to lift cars or tractors off of dying loved ones? While most people don't need superhuman strength, studies show that viewing stress as a positive thing is associated with more energy during the day. Number 2, enhanced brain function. Did you ever notice how much better you were able to study the night before a test? This was the stress response in action. Medical studies have linked stress to improved brain function. Number 3, feel happier. Studies show that avoiding stress isn't associated with being happy. In fact, the opposite is true. Depression is much more common in people who are trying to avoid stress in their life. You need stress to grow. You need stress to make you happy. Number 4, a more meaningful life. Life challenges create deeper meaning. Indeed, studies show passing through adversity is associated with a more meaningful and happy life. Number 5, closer relationships. When you are stressed, oxytocin, the oxytocin hormone, levels increase. Oxytocin is what I like to call the bonding hormone or the love hormone, trust hormone. You may hear it referred to many different ways. When oxytocin levels are high, your body is programmed to seek the company of others. And as you strengthen these relationships, studies show that even more oxytocin is released. Surging oxytocin levels can then block the potentially detrimental effects of bad stress or distress. Take-home message. The key takeaway from the study is that believing stress is bad may put you at risk for health challenges and an early death. While no one study is ever definitive, other research has shown that eustress, so eustress is positive stress, and then negative stress would be distress. So eustress or positive stress. So other research has shown that eustress or positive stress is a good thing, and it should be embraced. My challenge to you is to do the same thing that I'm now doing. Every time I'm feeling stressed out, I now say to myself, embrace the stress, or stress is making me stronger. Have you also learned to mindfully embrace stress? If so, I would love to hear from you. Go onto my website, drjohnday.com. Go to blog number 158 and then scroll to the bottom, and then leave your experiences so that others may also benefit. Also, feel free to use this as a way to ask any questions. I read and respond to every question. Special thanks goes out to Dr. Kelly McGonigal, whose writings introduced me to some of the research that we discussed in this podcast. And for a great read, you can check out her latest book, The Upside of Stress. So there you have it. Why believing stress is bad may shorten your life. I hope you've enjoyed this one. This study was certainly an eye-opener for me, complete paradigm shift. Stress now, it's changed me so much. And I hope that the results of the study have the same effect for you. If you've enjoyed this, please share it with a friend. Rate me on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to it. And if you haven't yet signed up for my newsletter, do so. A lot of gems there that you won't find anywhere else. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.